Today's show is brought to you by WeTheCreated.com. WeTheCreated is a full-service design house ready to work to make your web design, graphic work, audio, or video production come to life. For a free price quote, visit www.WeTheCreated.com or call them at 512-777-1463. Again, that's 512-777-1463.
Entertaining shows with content that spreads information and sparks discourse throughout the community. This is the Pearl Media Network.
Welcome to the Kyle Life Podcast, the only podcast dedicated to showcasing what makes Kyle, Texas unique. We interview local business owners, politicians, and talk with everyday residents to further promote our beautiful city. This podcast is brought to you by KyleLife.com and is proudly part of the Pearl Media Network. We thank you for tuning in today. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hey guys, Joshua here with Kyle Life, and today we're recording from the Pearl Media Network Studios located in West Kyle. Joining me for this episode is Hal Skaggs, the owner of Gun Guys and Gals, a full-service firearm shop servicing the greater Butte, Kyle area. Hal, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Josh. It's good to be here.
Yeah, and I really appreciate your time. And I've done this a handful of times with other guests and mentioned it at the beginning because I just enjoy it. But we had a lot of small talk before hitting record. And I want to thank you for that on air. Sure. So people know, because I love anyone who's willing to give me their ear for almost an hour. You're good in my book, so thanks for that.
Yeah. Well, connecting with people is kind of what we do.
That's right, absolutely. And you know all about that as a small business owner. So how about you start this off by telling the listeners more about yourself, your background, and the shop, Gun Guys and Gals.
Okay, thanks for the time. I'm just a local Texas boy. I graduated from Austin High back when it was a little town. Have been kind of in and around guns for a long, long time. Worked at McBride's when I was young.
How was that?
That was great. Joe is a real mentor. He can be a little crusty, but I think, unfortunately, that's what gun guys are kind of like.
I love the store.
Yeah. And just a family thing. It's unfortunate that that generation is kind of moving on. Jackie's gone. Joan's gone. And hopefully Joe will stick around for a while. He's a good guy to know. I guess from a gun business standpoint, I started at Cabela's in 2005. I was lucky enough to just get an hourly job. I was at that point in life when I needed some money and some work.
Retail was it.
I was you're in bad shape when this is the best choice you have. But we live. Got to work in the gun library, worked for a great guy by the name of Terry Nyer, probably my second gun mentor. Impeccable integrity, just a great guy, good gun knowledge, maybe better gun knowledge than he was a person, but they're both hard to match. I learned in 2007, I took over the gun library. Terry had moved up into corporate. And in 2009, I took over the whole gun department, and I ran that till 2012.
That's a pretty big step. And you were there for a while. And I told you this right before recording, but I want to bring it up. You know, I was actually at Cabela's at the store opening with you. I don't think we ever ran into each other. But
there were a lot more of us back then. There were over 500 employees when we started.
Yeah, and I was a part-timer up in the gift area. I actually got to make fudge in the candy shop. No lack of jokes there from the patrons that visited. Those burly redneck men that always had a comment for the fudge makers.
Yeah, the truck drivers are probably big fans of yours, yeah. Even today.
but I do remember seeing you down there, and I didn't know you were there till 2012.
Yeah, that's, we parted ways. Cabela's has a lot of great qualities, and I still have warm regards and feelings for many of the people, and I'm always grateful that they, fed and clothed me and mine for those 7 years. Mm-hmm. But it's a changed place, and in fact, kind of our unofficial motto at Gun Guys and Gals is, we do what Cabela's and the others can't or won't. It's not a knock on them. They're just a big publicly traded company, and that's what they're doing now. They're into selling a lot of stuff, maybe the guys who are there aren't quite as knowledgeable as maybe they were. And there's still a couple really great guys there. It's just not as common as it once was.
Well, you know, can any big box retailer provide it all? They can't, right? In regards to, like, all of their staff can't be as knowledgeable as a niched mom and pop shop. Not, they can't offer the same kind of customer service or the knowledge base, right? I mean, it's hard to find that in any big box retailer, I would think.
I think especially in an outdoor setting,
right,
where it's especially challenging. I mean, you're absolutely right on all points, but Cabela's has the additional complication that their busiest time of year is when the guys who live and breathe it want to be out hunting.
Yep.
And the guys are going, yeah, you can't have that week off or that weekend or whatever. So you lose some of your best guys just because they're like, dude, I got to go.
Yeah, I got to be in the field. So 2012 was the year you also kind of went into, is that when Gun Guys and Gals began?
You know, I'll be candid. I left in March, and I spent probably 6 months kind of, you know, I guess I took a month off. And then I spent a little time trying to find a job in the gun industry. I love the gun industry. I'm good at it. And I couldn't find what I wanted. I could not find, I could have been a sales rep and traveled all over the place. There were a lot of things I could have done, but I wanted to take care of local people. I want to have an intimate relationship with my customers. You know, I like the fact that I know almost everybody by name. I know what they've done. One of the jokes back at Cabela's when a guy would come in and go, you know, we buy a lot of guns from you, blah, blah, blah. The guys would come in and go, hey, so-and-so's here. He says, I go, I don't know him. He doesn't buy anything. And that was just a fact.
Yeah,
I knew who the real customers were. And otherwise, they were just blowing smoke. I'm not saying they didn't buy a gun, but they didn't buy a lot of guns.
Right.
Now, in my current world, one gun is a lot of guns. So, you know, I certainly know that.
A lot is relative.
Yes. That's a true story. So in September of 12, we formed the corporation. Being that guns are government regulated, it was quite a few months before I had my FFL, and then I opened down there on Center Street, which I hope many of you came to see. Absolutely the coolest gun shop in the state of Texas. It was a great building.
It is such a cool location. And, you know, I believe we initially met because I train at the next door neighbors of that location.
And Will is one of the great guys on the face of the planet.
Will and Ryan are both really cool guys. And I'm not just saying that because I train with them and I don't want them to choke me next time I see them. But genuinely, I love that. And I did wander into your shop a few times. I was one of those guys that did just want to talk, though. with you. Just because you're an interesting person, but the shop itself, you're right, you nailed it. It is it was so cool. And I don't know if you've been
bank,
there
bank building built in 1890. Yeah, I know they tore the old safe out. I mean, and that's okay because it's not my building and I have to move on, but I had a great start. The city of Kyle was extremely good to me, made variances in zoning. You know, I'll just tell you right up front, if you're, you know, Buda and Kyle are great little towns to do business. Buda welcomed me with open arms in the move. Kyle did a lot. And I'm not saying that we're barn burning success, but we keep going and we're in year three. And a lot of it is because we've been well supported by the business community and the government folks here in the Buda Kyle area.
Year three is no joke for a small business. I mean, it is a lot of small businesses fold in that first 18 months. Let's talk about some of the things that have kept you in business, specifically like your services, because I know most people listening and myself included would assume, obviously, we can buy firearms from you, but you do more than just sell or deal firearms. Yeah. Talk about all the services that you offer, including the sale of firearms.
Sure. Well, I mean, we'll talk about sales for just a minute. And that's, you know, it's my point of view that we consult you while we sell. I will absolutely fill your order. And if you know that you want an XYZ, I'll get it for you. I would prefer that we have a conversation about what you need, where you are, what your purpose is. You know, one of my questions I always like to ask is, what do you want to do with this? And when we know what you want to do, then we can start forming what I consider an informed opinion. And I work with you while we do that.
So it'd be like, I want to shoot hogs on property. You would then be able to be more informed to help me to do that, as opposed to just coming in and say, I want a gun.
Right. Exactly. Well, a guy comes in and he says, I want an AR-15 to shoot hogs. Okay. That's a .223. Maybe we want a heavier bullet. Maybe you don't need a semi-auto. We'll have, and maybe what you want, what you asked for is exactly what you want and is exactly what you should get. But I'd like to ask a few questions and let's make sure.
Of course. Well, that, I mean, that's just, again, going back to the good customer service and what you, the knowledge you offer, because anyone can go into any big box and just grab a gun, or they can't really literally grab a gun off the shelf, but let's pretend they could, and but just go can. And check out.
They can get pretty dang close.
Right. Exactly. But without that knowledge in there, they may be more over-equipped than they need. They may be under-equipped. Like, you bring that knowledge to the table.
Right. And I think that's, so what I've learned, it's funny, you know, you learn so fast or you don't make it. And what I've learned is that the 25% of what I call the beginner folks, they're the ones who need me and they don't know about it. There's the 50% of the semi-experienced, the more knowledgeable guys. They don't need me quite so much, and then they think they can't afford me. And then you've got the top 25, your real experienced guys that don't want to mess with it, and they don't remember that I used to run the gun library and understand collectibles probably as well as anybody in the state, maybe in the country. And that's not brag. That's just I have one of the great things, again, about working at Cabela's. Working at Cabela's is kind of like going through the boot camp of guns. We processed thousands of sales. In the gun library, we had to appraise from $100 break open shotguns to $100,000 antique rifles. And you have to be able to do it all. So
appraisal.
Absolutely.
Segueing into more of your services, appraisal is something that you do as well.
Appraisals I do frequently. And I'll do it. And there's multiple ways to do it. And I don't, I want to do what works. I'm a real proponent of the win-win. If your loved one has died and you know about that, before the friends and the cousins and the, you know, for lack of a better term, the buzzards show up and just want to start picking, let me appraise your guns and let me figure out what they're really worth. And I'll give you a good, you know, friend number. And I'll also give you some other numbers so that you're not leaving a bunch of money on the table, because guns in some cases are incredibly significant assets. For some people, you know, it's old, therefore it's worth money. That's not always the case. But in many cases, a man or a woman who purchased significantly good guns 50 years ago, the values are in some cases surprisingly high.
So is appraisal, is that something that is underutilized, or do people understand the importance of having, like, firearms specifically appraised?
I think it's a great question. I think the reality is it's not.
Okay.
What I think a lot of people do is they grab a blue book of values, Fezsted's book. It's a good book, but it's not regional and it's not really up to date. Or they get on GunBroker, one of the, you know, the web pages, and then they look at prices. You know, that's not market based. That's what people are asking on a auction is what they want. It may not be what it's worth. And I just think that I'm in a position to give you historical. I can say this gun was worth X amount 5 years ago. Because of these two factors, it is now worth more or less. And I can do that without it costing you a great deal. I can also, you know, I'll buy the guns from you. I'll consign them from you. I mean, I'm not trying to get in your pocket. I just think, you know, I want to be a tool that anyone who is, you know, if you got an ailing, you know, parent, grandparent, I just know I deal with so many of these after the fact that it would be nice to do it before it's, for lack of a better term, too late.
No, definitely. And there's certainly in this area, in this state, right? There's no lack of, or there's no reason why anyone shouldn't have their family's firearms or whatever appraised anyway, to just to know, because like you said, you might be surprised.
Right. And also, from, you know, I had the horrible situation of many of my customers at Cabela's were burnt out in Bastrop, and they did not document. So I was able to help those, you know, because I could remember, and I'd go, yeah, that gun was a 90% gun, that gun was a 50. So I could tell them what they were worth if they'd bought them from me. If they didn't, I couldn't help them.
Right.
And, you know, whether, you know, hear this, people, I don't care if you come to me or not. Get your smartphone, take pictures of every gun you own, and keep a file somewhere, because if something happens with a picture, I can make a decent guess. With a description, I can't.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, come see me if you want. I'd love to talk them out with you. But, you know, in today's world, with the technology we have, take pictures.
Yeah, there's no reason not to.
There's no reason.
And I'll even say there's no reason not. If you have firearms, specifically older ones, I'm assuming,
yes,
there's no reason not to have them appraised anyway.
I would, at $25 a gun...
that's all you charge?
That's all I charge per gun, and that produces a written thing with date of manufacture, all the details I can muster. And if we're doing, you know, 100 guns, we'll probably cut you a break.
Right. You're flexible.
Yes.
Yeah. I've learned that about you, too, though. You also, you know, if you're listening and you're interested in the services Hal offers, give him a call, and y'all talk about it. Worst case, you can't come to an agreement. Okay. Move on. Right. But there's no reason not to try.
I agree with that. I mean, I'll work with you in any way that I can. My goal is for everybody in the area that has contact with me to be just a better gun guy or gal.
Absolutely. That's
the reason that's the reason that we didn't, you know, it's not about the gun. It's about the people. I want you to have access. Guns are tools. I think they're really cool tools, but it's just a tool.
Yep. And furthering about your services, sure, something that I like that you offer, and then we can go forward after your services from here. You do training classes.
We do.
Talk about the importance of that, because I know as someone, my father always owned guns. My mom wasn't the biggest fan, so I didn't grow up shooting them. My grandfather, when I was in my late teens, it wasn't really a training course as much as him and my dad. We'd go to a range in San Antonio, and that's when I believe that was when I first learned how to shoot. So much value in having someone instructing you and teaching you the safeties of working the gun, of cleaning the gun. You know what I mean? Like, talk about the importance of that service you offer.
Absolutely. Yeah, we live in a strange time. You know, like I said, I'm an old Texas boy, and I grew up handling guns. And when I'm in conversations with people and I realize that what they're really wanting and needing for me is to take 40 years of gun experience and put it into a 30-minute conversation, and I'm just like, I can't. and not only can I not do that, if you're not hands-on, it becomes difficult for anybody to really understand what's going on. I mean, to that question, I'll do anything. I don't want to sound like I'm easy, but I probably
that's
am.
A different podcast.
But here's the deal. If you have your own guns and you want to get familiar with them, I'll take you out and we'll go shoot. You want to bring them to the shop, we'll go over them. What I do offer as kind of a standard is I have what I call 101 classes or beginners. Mm-hmm. The one I do the most of is what I call pre-CHL or handgun 101. This is for people who are so unfamiliar or timid around guns that they really can't even hold them right. We spend 2 hours on the table. It's 150 a person, including range time, and that I need a minimum of 2. So it's pretty easy to get into. We will handle a dozen or more handguns, different sizes, different weights. We'll talk about terminology, how to use. You will figure out what eye you shoot with. I mean, just all the basic stuff that takes a long time to figure out, but it'll save you a lot of time in the long run. As an Aggie, it's painful, but I teach the hook 'em horn grip, where you extend your finger and your index finger and your pinky, and you grab. That way you never do that reflex fire, you know, that horrible negligent discharge that people die from. We talk about safety rules. You know, safety is a big deal, and a lot of people say they understand it, but the problem is it's not until you start really handling the guns that it comes into focus. After 2 hours of that, which includes a lot of loading with dummy rounds, then we'll go to the range. We spend 2 hours shooting. I've never had anybody come out of that wasn't actually pretty enthusiastic about handguns after that. And I've had some women who would cry when they would pick up a gun when we started.
Really?
Yeah.
Just that intimidated.
They're just scared to death of them.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Is that a cultural thing, you think?
Well, I just think it's an experience thing.
Yeah.
I think that we're all intimidated by things we don't know how to handle. And when I'm done, you know how to take care of a gun with authority. You see it sitting there, you know how to pick it up safely, securely, and make it safe.
So you're empowering people.
Yeah, I mean,
right. I mean, because confidence isn't something that's easily gained, especially I can testify to that handguns are a scary thing when you're first picking them up or after that first shot. Ooh, I mean, the first gun I think I shot, I think it was a 9mm handgun, but still, just never having experienced that.
Correct.
It was very much like a, oh man, there's some power in my hands right now.
Yeah, and a lot of and it's funny that you bring that up. This whole idea for the class started because I was so angry at watching the YouTube videos going around about people putting young, specifically women, in what I call a faulted position. Oh. They give them a shotgun and they're leaning back, or they give them a giant handgun, and I'm just like,
that's setting them up to fail.
Yes, and you're just like, that's not, or they've got a scoped rifle and the scope is so close to their eye, you're just like, they're gonna cut. You're going to cut their eyebrow.
What's gonna happen.
I can see it. And I'm just like that, you know, so, and I realize I can't go fix all those, but you know,
think global, act local. If you can do your part for the local people to be empowered to know and handle their guns exceptionally, then it'll spread
safely and enjoyably. I mean, as a gun owner, when you've got all this negativity about something that is such, I mean, I have just seen it make a difference. And so I don't like to get real political about it, but I've seen 5'2" women scared to death of her ex or whatever. Mm-hmm. I show her the gun, I teach her, and she breathes probably the first deep sigh, deep breath she has breathed in months because she now is as big as he is. And it's
an equalizer.
It is, and it is. And that's not, I mean, that turns into, you know, NRA speak or whatever, but that's not what it's about. It's truth.
Yeah, definitely.
Field tested. It just, and so, you know, and again, so I'll speak out to the audience. If you're afraid of a gun, come see me. If you're afraid of a situation, let's talk. I mean, I will never sell you a gun if it's a bad idea. If you're going to end up hurting yourself, to do all that, you know, you know, you're more likely to be hurt with a gun in your home, blah, blah, blah. If I think that's true, I won't sell you a gun.
You are,
that's a fact.
You're a huge proponent of gun safety.
I am.
There would be no reason for you to not be, but you are specifically a huge proponent of gun safety. Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, we all should all use them positively, professionally, and for enjoy. I mean, I guess that's the thing that I guess especially frustrates me is I love going shooting. And everybody I take goes, that was so much fun. I'm like, see? I mean, it's just, and I don't, anyway, so let's go shoot. I mean, let's go.
You know, and we keep telling people to come see it. We didn't mention your new location.
That's
right.
We
talked about your old one. Let's talk about now.
Sure.
You're in the lovely town of Buda.
I am.
You're actually over there on Loop 4. I don't know the specific address. I didn't write it down.
So what happened to us was the downtown area of Kyle is really an entertainment district. And, you know, so the building with all its charm got actually more expensive than I could bear. So I'm at 100 Precision Drive, and that's in Suite 103. Precision Drive is in between one of the many go-forths, but the go-forth that goes from South Loop 4 to the highway and Robert S. Light. It's an easy building to find.
It is.
They are working on parking there. And when we're finally done, it's going to be great. Now, one of the things that happened with the move is we lost the big space. And so I'm in a pretty small, like about a 600 square foot, what I call the showroom. It's basically the air conditioned space. That's where I'll meet with you. We'll talk about guns. I'll have the gun that you might be interested on a table. We'll go over stuff. One of the things we haven't talked about yet that's probably the biggest thing we do is we work on guns. We do repair. We clean and repair. And I'll tell you, you know, people say, are you a gunsmith? And my answer is, no, I'm just a guy who works on guns.
You don't like the title?
Well, I mean, a gunsmith implies some. To me, a gunsmith is a guy who's got magic hands and the ability to, you know, like there's a mechanic and there's a guy who works on cars.
Yeah.
The mechanic is a guy who can lean over, hear the click, click, click. I ain't that good. What I do know is that 75% of all gun problems is related to them being dirty. And I've got a very good cleaning system. We have two big dunk tanks. We've got sonic cleaners, lots of tools. You know, we've just, and I'm not saying that anybody can clean their gun themselves, but we make it pretty easy and we do it pretty fast. And that's what a big chunk of our new real estate is about, is cleaning.
Well, your new location, because I want to get this out of there. Yeah, I know your old one was more accessible to people just dropping in, just trying to check out the time or whatever. Your new location has now, empowered you to be more. I mean, you're more appointment based now, right? You're not a hey, just come on and stop in and let's kick the can. Like your time is more scheduled. I don't know the
word. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, and thanks for bringing that up. I actually forgot about it. But here's the thing. Retail is so different now. Retail is either 24/7 or, 7 days a week, like a Cabela's or an Academy or Bass Pro. I mean, that's kind of where, I'm a good guy. I know what I'm doing. I can't sit there and twiddle my thumbs, pardon the expression, while I wait for somebody to walk in and maybe spend some money. So I'm focusing my time. I'm going to have, I don't mean to sound like a professor, but I don't know what else to say. I'll have open office hours Tuesdays and Wednesdays from noon till 7. So if you just want to drop in, I'm there.
That's a pretty good window.
And I'm okay with that. I mean, and the reason I do that is if I have to travel out of town for gun collections, to go to the bigger gun shows, to do stuff. And when I go to the big gun shows, I don't go to sell, I go to buy.
Right.
So I want guys, so that bring that up. If you got a shopping list, especially for a high-end gun, come see me and we'll figure out where I can go to get it. And I'll get you a good one. I mean, that's, the difference between a gun that's proper and a gun that's been bastardized is, the money difference is 110%. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Let's just deal with that. But anyway, to go back to of the appointment. So, and I know some people may feel like it's intimidating to set an appointment, or why should I do it? And let me just try and explain it this way. If you want expert advice or an expert opinion, let's talk about the mechanic. You don't just drop in at his shop and hope that you can ask him some questions. He's probably busy. You don't call your chiropractor and, you set an appointment. You don't drop by and see your stockbroker. You don't drop by and see Will at the dojo and say,
and he'll tell you it's annoying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like I won't do it, but what starts to happen is I'm in a really good conversation with Josh here, and then Will walks in,
yep,
and Josh and I don't get to finish because he wants to honor my time. Will, but if I've got a 30-minute block made for you, I may have another one right behind you.
Yep.
But what's good is you're going to get 30 minutes of my time, and we're going to make some headway. We're going to put some stakes in the ground. We're going to make a plan.
When things are scheduled, it's just more productive, right?
I think it's absolutely right. It doesn't mean that it can't be fun. I mean, we were scheduled today, and we talked for a long time about things that had nothing to do with what we were doing.
Absolutely.
But that's the whole point, is we'll get to know each other.
Yep.
I really want for people to access, and I'm going to just not sound humble for a second. And it's hard for me because I think, but when I talk to other people and they're like, no, man, I'm probably as good as there is in the country. And I don't mean that, and I know you're going,
you're not the only person I've heard say that.
But I mean, I know that when it comes to this, I mean, I get phone calls from people all over the place who know me, and they go, hey, Savage is a little, tell me what you think about this. And that's not a brag. That is, there's some factual stuff. But anyway, I don't want to make it sound like, and just because I'm available to you means I'm not worth anything. I'm trying to set our situation up where I can be affordable, where I can give, top quality advice at a reasonable rate. And part of that is because then my new building's a little cheaper. And the other thing is if I don't have an appointment set up, I'm going to be doing something else that makes me some money.
Exactly.
But just, and let me just touch on real quick another decision I made. Saturdays are for competition. I know a lot of you guys want to shop on Saturday, and I want you to be there. But Saturday mornings, I'm going to be somewhere pulling a trigger. I'm either going to be at the F-Class match in New Braunfels. I'm going to be at a Cowboy match in Marble Falls. I don't know where I'm going to be, but I'm going to be shooting Saturday mornings. I'll be around Saturday afternoon. Let's make that appointment and get that done. Or meet me at the range, which would be even more fun.
It would be. Yeah. And again, we keep talking about meeting you and contacting you. What is, people who are listening, I know you are a very captivating person. Not to butter you up any more than you already are, man. But you are. But and so I know there are going to be people who are interested in learning more about Gun Guys and Gals. How can people keep up to date or find out more information? Like Facebook, Twitter, website, phone number? How can people get a hold of you?
Well, there's this really great guy named Josh Stubing who's working on my webpage, but he has not really got it done yet, and that's my fault, not his. But the webpage is going to be where I really think you should go, because that's going to give you kind of the next level maybe from what you're hearing. And
that guy.
I mean, it's all he's not mean enough to me, but it's www.gunguysgals.com. So that's GUNGUYSGALS.com. I've also got a web or a email, and that's hal@gunguysgals.com. My phone number, 512-277-0484. That's 512-277-0484. And I apologize that you will probably have to leave a message, but I'm probably getting, you know, 3-4 phone calls an hour, and then that's the number I call people back on, and da 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 da. But I promise I will get back to you. You can even text that number. That's a sell. So if that works for you, that's fine too.
And social media, how's the presence on social media? Because I was following you during the move, that you always post a lot of good on Facebook specifically. I don't know if I follow you on Twitter or if you even have a Twitter.
I do have a Twitter. I'm just not, I'm too mouthy to be limited to 100 and something characters, so I struggle with Twitter still.
Your Facebook posts are great, though. But they're always informative. I love them.
And we're at Facebook, just, I think it's Gun Guys Gals. Just,
if you search it, you'll find
it. Yeah, it's pretty simple. And we offer some pictures and opinions and whatnot, and that's a good way. You'll see schedules. The events that I'm going to go shoot at are posted on Facebook.
Perfect. And then we'll get them up on that site soon enough.
Yeah, we'll get it done.
Al, man, I really appreciate your time coming over, and especially all the small talk beforehand. Well, man, I appreciate you.
It's good to do business with friends and have fun. And I think that's what it's, if I can just sum up everything that I want, it's, I want us to be friendly. Yeah. I just, you know, it can be a business deal, but I want you to feel good about doing business with me. I want to feel good about doing business with you. And I think that's what's happening. And I think everybody who hears this, who's done business with us in the past, from the bottom of my heart, thanks. Because I wouldn't be sitting here talking about this company if y'all hadn't spent a little money there.
And it's awesome.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Josh.
And that will do it for this episode of the Kyle Life Podcast. If you'd like more information on Hal and Gun Guys and Gals, check out his website at www.gunsguysgals.com or give him a call at 512-277-0484. For KyleLife.com and the Pearl Media Network, I'm Joshua Steuben. Thank you for listening.